Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 19th May 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's new COVID-19 infections soared to a record high of 6,075 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. Health Director General Tan Sri Nor Hisham Abdullah says more than one-third was locked in Selangor, which reported a total of 2,251 cases, followed by 699 in Johor and another 660 cases in Kuala Lumpur. Meanwhile, Selangor's COVID-19 Task Force Chairman Dato' Sri Zulkifli Ahmad said the state government is not in favour of implementing a full-scale movement control order, claiming that the COVID-19 situation in the state remains under control. Zulkifli said, given its high population number and relatively developed industries compared to other states, it is inaccurate to say that Selangor is the most severe when it comes to COVID-19 infections. Separately, the donation of 2 million doses of COVID-19 Sinovac vaccines from Sintai Development Enterprise offered to the Penang state is not true, according to the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Khairi Jamaluddin. Khairi said that checks made with Sinovac showed no evidence that the private company had approached them to purchase the vaccines from Penang state. On the international front, authorities in Indonesia arrested a man this week for violating a cyber law after he posted a video on social media platform TikTok, alleged slanderous content against the state of Palestine with inappropriate words. Despite his claims to have mixed up Israelis and Palestinians and says he meant to call for the murder of Israelis. The Indonesian janitor is facing a maximum of 6 years in prison for violating a law which regulates online activity, including for defamation and hate speech. Amidst extreme weather and rough seas, the Indian Navy ships and helicopters continue searching on for 78 more people still missing from a barge that sank off Mumbai as the deadly cyclone Tauktae blew ashore this week. More than 16,000 houses were damaged in Gujarat state, with trees and power poles uprooted. About 183 people were rescued within 24 hours by the three ships and helicopters engaged in the operation. Separately, the Gavi Vaccine Alliance hopes deliveries of vaccines from India can be resumed in the third quarter of this year after the pandemic-battered country halted exports to focus on its own surge in infections. Despite calls for the Tokyo Olympic Games to be cancelled, the International Olympic Committee, IOC, today reassures Japan that the Tokyo Olympics will be safe for athletes as well as the host community. IOC Chief Thomas Bach said that more than 80% of residents of the Olympics village would be vaccinated or booked for vaccination ahead of the Games due to start on July 23rd, rejecting calls for it to be cancelled. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.